They didn't hurt you, did they? I thought I saw one with her stinger pointed at you. You're all right?
That's good.
I was just coming back from collecting nectar, and I saw them waiting just outside the village. They're getting so bold. I thought that once we started integrating your village with the hive, they would buzz off. Oh no. You look a little loopy. Are you sure you're all right? Oh, you're blushing. Did I do something wrong?
Oh, I know.
It's the nectar, isn't it? I'm so sorry. I forgot that humans are sensitive to Alrane nectar. Even the scent can cause a reaction. Usually I wash myself thoroughly after a shift so I can enter the village without dazing every human I come across. I didn't have a chance because I wanted to help rescue you.
Okay. If I leave, the Alrane nectar will work its way through your system in about, maybe 15 minutes?
Maybe I can get another human to watch you until then. Huh? Well, it's just that, I just saved you from being claimed by a bunch of Hornet girls. I feel like, it'd be wrong to just
claim you myself immediately afterwards.
I mean, sure, part of the reason why we made that deal with your elders was to secure mates for future generations and then ultimately create a hive capable of creating starter hives far faster than our previous one, but with the Hornets attacking, we aren't really in, what would be a good term? Horny mode? Feral mode? Yeah, I think that works. But the scent of the Alrane nectar is very, very strong, and the longer you're exposed, the more of an effect it'll have on you. This is the stuff that makes the stuff we use to pacify hornets. The only reason why you're not completely overtaken by sexual desire is because I haven't stung you. While feeding you our honey would be enough to get a reaction, the scent of the Alrane nectar and honey combined with the venom in our stingers creates a reaction that results in a potent, aphrodisiac. And then that aphrodisiac takes a little bit longer to work its way through your system naturally. And by a little bit, I mean a few hours, maybe a day. I mean, as monster girls, we really aren't designed to let potential mates escape, but I don't intend on stinging you. I just thought it best that, you know, what's currently in your lungs. But our queen already has a mate, so if I were to want you, it's not like I'd have to offer you to her. And I mean, I do want you. But it's just that you aren't really in the proper mindset for making a decision like this. Aphrodisiacs designed to soothe make people really suggestible, and the fact that I saved you is most likely impairing your judgment. I mean, I can always come back to you if you really think that I'm a monster that you'd want to spend your life with. You can answer then, but... Oh, you're hugging me. Oh, the nectar scent is probably starting to knock you out. There must have been more on me than I thought. And now, you're really breathing it in. I can never get it out of my fluff too, so... Oh, I can't leave you like this. Not even with a human. The scent of the nectar is probably on you now. Well, nothing left I can do but take you back to the hive. Unless you'd like me to take you somewhere else? All right, hive it is. Here we are. If I can find a room for you, you should be fine to let the nectar scent run its course. And another one of my sisters could take you back to your village. It might be a little bit, though, because we're currently in the process of moving the hive closer to your village. There's a 50-50 chance that you'll either pass out or kind of drift into a trance if you're not exposed to any sexual stimulation while the nectar scent is active. So don't look down at what I'm wearing. In fact, keep your eyes closed. Maybe you'll fall asleep. Here, I'll lay you down on my bed. I take good care to wash off any of the nectar, so the scent shouldn't be as intense. He really is quite adorable. But I can't take advantage of his condition. We're supposed to be allies. I guess it wouldn't hurt to stroke his hair. Oh, so cute. The chances of him still wanting to be mine when the nectar wears off are high. What's wrong with getting him a little earlier? Hey, cutie. How you feeling? A little lightheaded? Oh, I know. I know how to make you feel better. I'm going to sit you up a little bit, okay? I want to give you some of my honey. Is that all right with you? It's a bit different than the honey we give to your village. This is the Alrane nectar honey, our specialty. Its texture is the same as honey and the taste is sweet. Also, because of it being a substance empowered by demonic energy, the taste can adapt to the person consuming it. It'll wake you up just a little bit, but you'll still remain in your current state of mind. You might feel a bit feverish, and since it relaxes your muscles, you'll feel a little weak. But at the same time, it heightens your sensitivity and gives a comfortable tingling sensation. There. Do you like it when I rub your back? Yeah? I'm very plush. Yeah, just nuzzle into me. Let's see. I'll only give you a little bit to start, since it'll probably mix with the Alrani nectar scent in your body. So, it could be a little intense for your first taste. So, open your mouth for me. Good boy. Did you like that? You feel a bit strange, don't you? That's to be expected. Here, I'll hold you until you get used to the sensation. Just breathe in the scent of the nectar. Let it soothe your nerves. Oh, you feel so warm, but you're shivering so much. Don't worry. Everything is gonna be okay. Mwah. 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 Good boy. You're such a good boy. I've got you. Just nuzzle against my fluff for a little bit, okay? Oh, I feel something poking my leg. Is the honey starting to take effect? Oh, there's nothing to be worried about. That's supposed to happen. Here, I'll help you lie back down. Don't worry. I'm going to take good care of you. Ooh, you're so hard. I can even see a bit of your pre-cum dripping like honey. I think I'm going to have a little taste. Yummy. I love the taste of your penis. Mm.
can feel you tense up a little bit every time I move my mouth down. My saliva is a bit more viscous than human saliva. Does it add to the feeling? Oh, you're starting to whimper. I bet you're feeling really sensitive right now. Such an adorable thing you are. Good boy. I think that's enough foreplay. Time for the main course. Just lie back, and I'll slide you inside of me. Okay. So warm. I can feel you twitching inside of me. I haven't even started to move you. Is it because of how tight and wet I am? You haven't felt anything yet, baby. You feel so good, darling. You're such a good boy. Here, more kisses. I want to kiss you. I can hear you whimpering. Is it intense? Don't worry. I got you, okay? I've got you. Just wrap your arms around me. You're being such a good boy for me. Just rest your head on me. Yeah, just like that. Mwah. Mwah, yeah. Mwah. Let me hear those adorable moans and whimpers. Oh, I'm so happy that I saved you from those mean hornet girls. Don't worry about anything. I'll be sure to take good care of you. It's starting to feel even better, isn't it? I can tell. Oh, you look so blissful. That's the honey and nectar working together. Good boy. I'm gonna go faster, okay? That feels good. You like me riding you, huh? I think I'm starting to get close. Are you getting close too? Yeah? Come on, let it all out for me, baby. Such a good boy for me. Mwah. I loved that baby. I loved that so much. Ooh. Oh, that was incredible. Did you enjoy that? It looks like that took a lot out of you. Our honey's known to knock out people who aren't used to its effect. That's all right. Just lay down with me. Ah, there you go. Nuzzle against my fluff. Good boy. Why are you thanking me, sweet thing? I should be the one thanking you. I never thought that I would find someone as adorable as you to call my own. I did save you from those hornets, that's true. They would have been so mean to you. I'm sure they're like normal monster girls at their core, but some take it a little too far with their antics. You're a sweet boy. You don't need to be bullied like that. Especially by a whole group of them. Plus, they don't have my fluff. And I know you love my fluff. You can't stop nuzzling against it. I'm sure that the hornets will stop attacking soon. And then we can spend a lot more time together. But I'll keep you safe until then. They won't get through our defenses. So, for now, just rest for me, sweet thing. I've got you. And I'm never letting you go. Mwah! Sweet dreams.